Cosmology book. There is supposed to be a presentation about the author. Short one, so I don't know how to write it. Just for the back cover, third of the text space or something there. Book cover. So, what I do here, I'll just tell something about myself, just improvise from my mind right now, and then someone, some AI, whatever, can take this and try to extract something that may fit such a page. So I'm just telling my story, so it's not that you should just tell that in that way, but extract the interesting facts that may be interesting for this book format and put it together in some tidy little paragraph or two. I was always interested in physics and biology, science, to know what the world is and comes from. And I love to dive into the atoms there in school. And the teacher spoke about them and showed pictures. But then I also quickly realized that that way of diving into the world seems not to lead anywhere, but further and further and further. In such a situation, my logic told me, you might be on the wrong path or using the wrong methods. Anyway, fast forward, I eventually became interested in older science, quote unquote, mysticism as we call it today, from Europe and Asia as well, in my early 20s. And I came in contact with this Puranic tradition, the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Vedic Indian tradition, Bhagavad Gita, and all these fantastic scriptures. With Indian philosophy and, as in the Puranas, a complete cosmology, a worldview, an understanding of what this world is and who we are. So, well, you could say that's a kind of, it seems, a red thread through my life. And this book is a result of that. It tells the story of how I, at the end of the 90s, got drafted, recruited into a large exhibition development project in India. Yeah, the rest is there in the book. I'm also a certified hypnotherapist and had my own practice downtown Stockholm for a couple of years. Finding it very interesting, educative, and fascinating to actually work down there in the deeper, sometimes subconscious mind. And of course, as part of that, learning to explore those deep levels myself, which I also had tried to do through art as a young man. When I, at age 15, chose to switch from the academic physics or biology scientific path to being an artist, because that was a call, you could say, an intuition that the source and center and meaning of the world and ourselves should maybe be explored and sought, not by flying in spaceships, out there in the darkness, but travel in the inner space as well, if not primarily, which I more and more saw. So I'm also having a almost 20 years of life as a Vaishnava. Monk and student teacher. Well, there's kind of sides of me, parts of me. Kind of also unified to produce this book. Something like that. I can't think of more. Just try to make something out of this. For the purpose I just mentioned at the beginning of this.